Before he won the gold medal at the International Chopin Competition in 2015, South Korean pianist Song Jin-cho lived and studied in Paris. He studied with Michel Baroff, who was a Debussy specialist, and on his days off, when he wasn't busy studying, he would wander through the museums, and he'd admire the paintings of artists like Monet, the very artists who inspired Debussy. So he said he's well prepared to play the music of Debussy, which is what we hear on his brand new recording. Enjoy this new episode of New Classical Tracks. I'm Julie Amacher. I want to just kind of dive right in to your life, which, of course, was really launched when you won the Chopin International Competition in Warsaw. How has your life changed since winning that competition in 2015?
Well, before the Chopin competition, I just played like 20 or 30 concerts a year. And since I won the Chopin, I started to play around 100 concerts a year. So, yeah, it's a huge change, I guess. And I could build up my career in Europe and in Asia and also in the States. So, yeah, the Chopin competition gave me a lot of opportunities, for sure.
One, of course, made you really popular, especially in your homeland. Do you feel like perhaps, you know, because now you're sort of a pop star in your homeland, do you feel a responsibility to, I don't know, maybe younger musicians who are looking to you?
Well, a little bit, but not that much, because I couldn't feel that much because I was not in Korea. And I lived in Paris at that time, and I couldn't feel that the popularity in Korea. So I could just concentrate on my performances and my music. So I was pretty calm at that time.
So I see that you've been doing some filling in for Long Long in a few performances this season. How did that come about?
I was so lucky and so honored that I could replace Long Long, and I could play with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra last November. And also, in 1 week, I'm going to play in Ottawa, and I will replace Long Long again. And personally, I'm so happy and so honored. And also, I really hope pianist Long Long will recover very soon.
Now, is he still battling an injury, or what's caused his cancellations, do you know?
I heard he has some problem with his hands, so that's why he canceled.
Yeah. Well, you spent some time studying in Paris with Michel Baroff at the Paris Conservatory, and that was before you went on to win the Chopin International Competition. So it almost seems like it makes sense after a couple of Chopin recordings that you would step into the music of Debussy, which is your new release. And Michel Baroff, Debussy is one of his specialties, so I'm curious what you may have learned from him. One of the things that I read in another interview that you did is you talked about how when the two of you would discuss or work on Debussy, it was really more of a conversation. He didn't tell you what to do. You guys had a conversation about it. Is there anything you could add to that, how one of those conversations may have gone?
Maybe this was because of me, because I asked so many questions every time to Michel. And for instance, very detailed thing like pedal and tempo or rubato. So I always curious about pedal, because many pianists or many musicians put a lot of pedal when they play Debussy's music, like very so-called impressionistic style. But Michel didn't agree to put too much pedal, and he showed me some article which showed that Debussy didn't like who put too much pedal when some people play his music. So it was quite amazing to see that article in French, and it was his collection. And some kind of this historical statement by Debussy also helped me to interpret his music. And Michel always introduce me some kind of book or article about the music, and it was really helpful. He inspired me a lot about French music, especially Debussy and Ravel. And also living in Paris helped me to interpret the music by Debussy, because there are a lot of museums and a lot of paintings in Paris which inspired Debussy at his time, and it was so natural for me to experience and to see the French or European culture and European painting in Paris. So unconsciously, it helped me to interpret, and it became very natural for me, the French music. So, yeah.
I was imagining perhaps Debussy, of course, doing the same thing. He was inspired by the Impressionist artwork of his day. Did that ever occur to you, like that you were almost seeing it, kind of experiencing it the way he did, perhaps?
Yeah. The spare time, I went to the museum like every week, because I bought the annual membership card for students, so it was not that expensive. So, and I used to live near Musée Orangerie, which has a lot of painting of Monet. So I visited there many times. So yeah.
Well, let's dive into the music that's featured on your new recording. You have the Image 1 and 2 featured on this release, and each of these little movements is kind of like a masterpiece in and of itself. What do you love about these two suites? Is there a particular movement that really just tickles your fancy? Or tell me a little bit about Image 1.
Personally, I found Image is one of the most difficult piano pieces written by Debussy. Technically and musically, both are really demanding. And I found it's very poetic, and there's a lot of color, and sometimes it's abstract, some kind of title like Homage à Rameau. It's quite abstract, but somehow we could feel dignity and homage from the music. It's like a longer version of Prelude for me. It's very difficult to interpret.
His music sounds like it's sort of free-flowing, but he really had very specific intentions, and he makes note of that in the music, doesn't he?
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Does that make it more challenging for you?
Yes, the difficulties is his imagination is limitless. And we have to produce the variety of sound and color. And at the same time, we have to make a good balance. Because Debussy, of course, he's romantic, but at the same time, he was rational. He knew what he wants. So I think that we have to make a good balance between very poetic and colorful and sometimes romantic, and also very academic at the same time.
Children's Corner Suite was written for his daughter, but this piece is actually very much an adult piece, even though you started to learn it when you were, 11 years old?
Yeah.
So your impression of this work, how has it changed over the years since you've known it for quite a while?
Well, I don't remember how I played when I was 11 years old, but I'm sure it has been changed. And actually, this Children's Corner, Debussy just wanted to entertain her daughter, Shushu's. That's why he composed this piece. And maybe probably technically it's not that difficult, but to get the feeling of the music, it is quite demanding. For instance, like the fourth phase is really difficult for me. The snow is dancing. We really need to make the sounds like snow. Very icy, sometimes regular, sometimes irregular, and make a good balance and not aggressive. And it is a very delicate piece, so we have to control the piano so well.
The Suite Bergamasque includes the very familiar Clair de Lune. And your interpretation of it is perhaps a little more slow. The tempo is taken more slowly than some interpreters. Why do you choose to do that?
The tempo marking is andante, and is walking tempo, like people are walking. And for me, andante is very free. Compared to adagio, andante is have to flow. So, well, probably I play a little bit too slowly, but that's the andante, what I think.
Well, I also read that you felt like it fit the mood the day you were recording it, and you were able to do it all in one take. So there was something about the way you were feeling about that piece when this was recorded that just seemed right for you.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I listened again after I played, and my producer said, oh, you play a little bit slower than the others. But I still felt this is the right tempo for me. And it was still walking tempo for me. So that's why I chose this tempo. And it was quite natural tempo for me. Perhaps I will play differently in 10 years. But for now, I think this is the right tempo.
You close out this recording with Lille Joyeuse, and this is a piece that the composer had thought about including in that Suite Bergamasque. Tell me a little bit about this piece and what you love about it.
It's really brilliant and very lovely and delicate also, and dramatic piece. I think the most dramatic piece by Debussy. I'd like to just conclude this album with Lille Joyeuse, with very happy emotion and very, very positive.
That's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media, with special thanks to Valerie Kaler for producing this episode. I'm Julie Amacher.